In Venus, maybe it would be more, you know, like, yeah, some sort of a creative job, like artist, like an like artistry or something, like, yeah, like making clothes or making, you know, beautifying things or something creative like that. And in Jupiter,
let's make it more archetypal. And so you made it a little bit too specific, but you were in the right direction. Making clothes, making stuff like that, what's the key to that? That if she was a electrical engineer, or if she was a doctor, or if she was working at a sales counter in Whole Foods, it would all be relevant with Venus Mercury.
Venus Mercury during the Mercury natural during Venus's natural dasha, right?
Well, no, she's in Jupiter's natural dasha. She's in the Jupiter phase of life. And what's important during that phase?
Householder. Money.
Householder.
Venus rules money and abundance. So somehow through her own self-efforts in her communication, generating abundance somehow, maybe from her home or having to do with maybe the beautification of homes or other people's things that add nourishment to the feeling of.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you a little breakdown. So if she was Venus Mercury and she was in Mercury phase of life, I'd say, wow, she needs more expression. She should join the play. She should be in the theater group. She should maybe take some art classes. There's this creative element coming and she, you know, that's what's needed for Mercury phase of life. Venus phase of life. Venus Mercury comes. It says, wow, maybe, you know, let's look for a partnership where there could be some business. Let's look for a relationship that there's some more expression in, where we're doing a project and creating a business together. But now she's in Jupiter phase. So Jupiter phase, the Venus Mercury says, hey, I need to make sure that I have some creative expression besides just the hard work I do. Maybe I need to bring some creative expression into my workforce. Maybe I need to like have something outside of it where I have more creativity that benefits my home and my internal happiness. So you got how I shifted it for the different phases.
Would it also indicate like wanting to work from home as well?
Totally. Let me find a creative way to create a business that I can work from home and be with my kids more and not have to be out so much. That's something you can say in Jupiter phase of life that you can't say in the other phases.
Right. Children. Yes. Okay.
So you got what it means by number 8 here, stages of life.
Yes.
Okay. Levels of the dasha.
Okay, so we have Venus, which shows what resources are available. And then we have Mercury, which shows what's sustaining her. And then I don't know what the third... Variantara, where are we here? Mercury as well?
It's how she's applying herself.
And it's also Mercury? It's Ketu? Or
it's Mercury right now? She's still Mercury. Mercury. Yeah, she's Venus, yeah. Mercury, Mercury.
The double Mercury. So I guess obviously how she applies herself and how she sustains herself is through that third house of self-effort.
So the Pratyantara Dasha is what we're basing our decision-making on. Like if you looked at Dan, his Pratyantara Dasha was Lagna Lord Moon in the 11th. So his decisions were going to be made on what's giving him his financial security. So here we have Mercury as Lord of the 7th and 10th going to the 3rd. So how's she making decisions? When somebody says, hey, do you want to take, I have a job working the door at the Haven right now. They're looking for somebody. And do you want to take this job? What process happens inside of her to say, yes, I want that job, or no, that job's not for me? Or what questions is she going to ask? Like, what does she care about when she's making that decision?
If it's going to further her career or meet her a partner?
Totally.
You else in the third house.
Totally. Like, is this going to be good for my career? Am I going to meet the right guy here? Am I going to make the connections I need to make to be successful? If I'm not going to meet that, then I don't want that job. If this job isn't furthering me, so she's making, compared to if she was in Saturn Pratyantara, how would she make her decisions in Saturn Pratyantara?
More like, is it going to give me savings? Can I get savings because it's a second house ruler? And how much work is it going to take me because it's a third house ruler?
Totally. So that's the Pratyantara Dasha, is letting us know what the thought process is going on in the mind. And so how decisions are going to be made.
It's based more on the Lord.
Everything, the whole story of that planet. Everything that we did before, it's integrating all of it. All those rules also apply to each level. All right. And from Christmas to January 29th, she's going to be in a K2 Pratyantara Dasha. So how's she going to be making decisions during that December-January time period?
Probably having to do with traveling and things like that, because Ketu rules the 12th house.
And it's placed in the third of short journeys. She's like, wow, how can I get out of the country for a little bit and experience some warm place or something, right? Like her brain's going to be totally thinking about, like, I need a vacation. Everybody's on vacation. Where's my vacation coming in here? When am I getting some time off?
Maybe it's a transformational sort of retreat kind of vacation, because the sign is Scorpio in the 12th house, of like retreats and meditations and things like that, possibly.
Now,
transformation.
Yeah, now integrate that with the Mahadasha and Antar Dasha.
The Ketu. So, yeah, well, definitely short journeys, because the Antara Dasha is also in the third house, so that gets more, also double support. And I don't know, but with Venus, you know, like, I guess in Pisces would be her desire for higher knowledge or esoteric training, or doing something that fulfills in that capacity.
I don't know, I see
okay.
A nice retreat spa center that she's trying to get a job at. She gets to be in the Bahamas, work, make some money, and get a vacation all in one shot. Just as an example, okay? But we got to integrate them all. So notice I'm integrating her Venus, the comfort, the nice resort spa, with those other planets. So we're integrating all
Mercury,
of them together.
And the Mercury in the third house in Aquarius.
Well, the thing is, the Mercury was the 10th lord. So that's why I made it a work thing. I didn't make it just a vacation.
Okay.
She's finding work that's abroad. It's a double,
and
you know.
It could be because Venus also is the 6th lord, something to do with health. You know, something to do with work and health, and I guess if it's in the 11th house of the public, you know, I just got a hit. Can I share my intuitive hit?
Sure.
That she could go to the Shivananda ashram in the Bahamas and do the Panchakarma, the Abhyanga, and like the, you know, the Ayurvedic body treatments there as karma yoga, you know, for like 3 months or something.
So the key, well, it's only a 2 month time period there. So the key word is, as you just said, intuitive hit. The way to share that is let go of it being intuitive hit. You see that there's abroad, there's work, there's, you know, and so we say maybe something like,
Okay.
The Shivananda Center in the Bahamas, where, you know, you could get some work doing abhyangas and you and your kids could have a vacation at the same time.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I do work at the Shivananda Yoga Farm in Grass Valley.
Uh-huh.
And I have thought about doing that in the Bahamas.
Yep.
And I just experienced my first spa. It was a Korean spa, and I was with a bunch of fellow girls who we were talking about opening one somewhere. So very good reading there.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so, Perul, do you see, though, how I made it? Like, we threw out the intuition. Yeah. That there's no need for intuition.
Like something like this.
Something like this.
Watch.
When I look at this, this is what I think of Shivananda in the Bahamas and retreat center. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say do like this or, you know, make it. It's just that's what this looks like. Mm-hmm. And you know, a person, they might, because who knows, she might end up in Mexico at some, you know, ayahuasca addiction center doing the Ayurveda for them. And then,
is a really cool center in Mexico I can turn you on to, actually.
And so it might be some totally different shape, but so and we don't want to construe them into a direction. We want to give them the flavor of what's there, so they have a direction to look without kind of limiting their direction to look. Does that make sense?
Yes. Totally.
All right. Graha Drishti.
Graha Drishti, well, obviously Saturn's seventh house aspect on Venus, and Rahu, Mars, and Jupiter's seventh house aspect on Mercury, and so, Mars's eighth house.
Right now, we're only caring about Venus.
Oh, not the Antara. Okay.
Yeah, just focus on Venus right now. Mahadasha.
Okay, so seventh house Saturn, and then I thought Mars did eighth house aspect. Mars's eighth house aspect.
In Venus Mahadasha, Venus is looking at the 10th house. In Venus Mahadasha, her most important thing is going to be career.
Yes.
It's, you know, so much is based around the job.
Also Mars too, no? Because it's the
eighth house.
From Mars, Venus is eighth from Mars.
I'm not looking at what Mars wants. I'm looking at what does
Venus want. Oh, sorry. You're right. Okay, I see. It's the other way.
It's
okay.
Venus on Tardasha. What does Venus want? Mars aspecting that is flavoring Venus. It's a passionate Venus with that Mars aspect.
Okay.
All the men are looking at that Venus and saying, woohoo! You know? so that's Mars aspect. And that's irrelevant. Doesn't mean that Venus wants that. Okay?
Okay.
In the Mahadasha Venus, what does Venus want? What is she wanting? She's in Venus Mahadasha. She wants an awesome career.
A job, and I guess something to do that, a job that has to do with service because of Saturn. And I guess Saturn in Virgo, it like evokes to me like something to care for people or nurture people, like almost like nursing or something to help people that are not like as privileged or maybe, you know, the disadvantaged.
And don't forget, Virgo is also the sign of gardening.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And Saturn there shows hard work in the garden.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, Argala.
Oh, okay. I'm hard on this. I'm tough on this. I mean, I'm not so good on this.
Right?
I mean, so, Argala from Venus. So, what is Venus giving Argala to?
First, Venus from Lagna.
So, Venus gives Argala.
Yep.
Venus gives Argala to Lagna.
Yeah, what kind of Argala?
I forget the name. Sorry. The one that nurtures the Lagna.
Not, it doesn't just nurture.
Somebody help me.
Shuba?
Not Shuba.
Yeah, Shuba. Shuba.
Well, it's Shuba because Shuba, it's a benefit, Shuba. But what's the name of the fourth house Argala?
Sukha. Gives nourishment, it gives a feeling of safety and feeling at home with oneself, it's within just, oneself.
It gives happiness.
Yes.
Straight up give. But what's going on? Is that an unobstructed Argala?
No, because of Saturn.
So Saturn is obstructing her happiness. Venus says, I want you to be happy. I want to give you a nice house to live in. I want to make it exalted. I want to make you wealthy. What's Saturn do?
It's saying that you need to work hard in order to do that first.
It's putting her out in the garden, working hard. He's totally saying, no, I'm not going to let you be at home enjoying a nice, cush job. I want
Saturn
you to work hard.
Saturn will do it eventually, though. Saturn always gives. It won't restrain. So, I mean, it might delay, but it'll always give.
Irrelevant of planets, Perul. This is Argala rules. Irrelevant of Saturn.
Sorry.
If it was Mars there, if it was Moon there, even if it was Moon there, she'd have a nice, cush office, and she'd be stuck in the office serving people and not able to be at home with her kids. It doesn't matter what the planet is. It's Argala.
And
Saturn is blocking the Argala that Venus is giving. It's a Virodha, not allowing Venus to give her full results.
Even though the Venus is exalted, making it stronger?
It's equal planets.
Okay.
Equal planets. So no matter what, Venus is being blocked.
Do malefics only, like when the malefics give Argala, do they only give Papa Argala?
They can only give Papa Argala. So here, Venus is trying nicely to be wealthy and well off, and Saturn is harshly putting her to work. Now, if it was Moon there instead of Saturn, then Moon would be nicely putting her to work, but still blocking the Sukha Argala. So Argala is irrelevant. It's, you know, the planet just tells us how it's doing it. The Argala rule stays the same no matter what.
It'll block no matter what, but because Saturn is there, it feels like the blocking's more harsh.
She doesn't enjoy the block at all. If it was a benefic, at least she could enjoy the block.
Okay.
All right. And so that's a big deal. So the big thing is in this chart, for remedy purposes, we want to strengthen Venus and we want to shanti Saturn. And that has to happen in order for Venus to give... I mean, remember we saw Bill Gates' chart when his Sukha Argala got activated, he became a rich man. And look, this is an exalted Venus. It wants her to be a rich woman, but Saturn's completely not letting that happen. So if she said, I'm debating between an online job at home or so-and-so is offering me... 40 hours a week taking care of their sheep and I have to go and manicure the sheep, would you say, and she says, and I'm gonna make more money manicuring the sheep, so I think I should take this sheep job, what would you say, Perul?
Well, I would say you don't need astrology for that.
No. She's telling you she might work on a farm manicuring sheep instead of this online job at home.
Of course. And it's going to make her more money. So it's,
what?
Yeah. Of course, go outside and shear sheep.
No, definitely not.
Why not? You just said it was like gardens and outside and hard work.
But that's what's blocking her. That's what's blocking her cush job.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So that would make her more stuck. Okay. So she should do the opposite of what blocks her.
She should do the Argala. She should do the Sukha Argala. She follows that Sukha Argala.
At home. Yeah, okay.
You know, if she got a nice job at home and a cush little office that she had in her own home, she'd make more money eventually online than going out and wasting her time working outside. She developed something of her own. She'd make in the long run, she'd make 10 times what she would work shearing someone else's sheep.
because it's exalted and it's giving Argala, so it's really supporting her. Yeah,
it's totally supporting her, but she's going out doing all this hard work that's actually blocking her from the real source of income. Argala's just...
And then we have to give a remedy for that, Viroda, freedom?
You just did. You told her to stay home and start her own online business.
Okay.
She said, should I stay home and start my own online business? I might only make... I don't know if I'm going to pay the rent, though. You know, like... Or should I share the sheep and it's guaranteed to pay the rent?
What about combining the two and having an at-home sheep business?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Then you win.
I like what you did there, Sarah. And,
dig into that Venus. Drop all that Saturn, because all that Saturn, all that hard work in the garden is, in the end, it's limiting you.
So I have a question.
You think it's, you know, from a surface level, it's making you believe that that's your job that you work at. But Venus is saying, actually, you could have a really cush life. Venus is saying, you don't have to work hard. What are you working so hard for? Venus is
When did Venus start? It's been going for a while, no?
It's been going for a while, but she's been following the Viroda.
Oh.
Instead of taking this whole dasha to develop that Venus. And she was just running Venus-Saturn before Venus-Mercury started. And how was finances during Venus-Saturn?
Poopy.
Terrible. You know, so Saturn got activated and finances just like, they dwindled. So if Saturn was actually going to give you money, if following him gave you money, his Antardasha would have brought prosperity.
Wouldn't it bring prosperity maybe more towards the end of his Antaradasha because he's retrograde? So like after he puts you through the hard work, you know, he'll
follow the rules, Perul. Follow the rules.
I'm sorry. Okay.
It's very simple.
I don't want to frustrate you, Freedom.
No,
I'm sorry.
No frustrating, but just you follow the rule of Argala. Listen to that three more times, the recording, because literally if you get the Argala, you will not fail. You'll predict, your predictions will go right. You'll predict the right president. Mm-hmm. When they run for election, you'll give the proper guidance. Argala is guaranteed.
I'm still having a little bit of a hard time wrapping my head around it, but I'm sure it'll come. I know it'll come eventually.
The key word is Argala is a guarantee. If Argala is indicating it, it happens.
Okay.
Right here, Venus is saying, I want to make you happy. I want to make you prosperous and happy and give you anything you want. That's an exalted Sukha Argala.
And can I ask another question? Freedom, so if since it's Venus Mahadasha and Venus is giving Sukha Argala to the Alagna, then because it rules the 11th house as well, does that also activate? Does she get Labdha like effect because Venus is the ruler of the 11th? Am I doing that right to think that way?
Labdha in the fourth house, if she follows Venus, Venus is going to give her own home.
No, but because it's the ruler of the 11th, does that make any consequence?
But that was number three.
Okay. No, I was just talking Argala wise. Anyway, maybe I'm thinking wrong. Sorry.
When we do this Argala thing, we just pure Argala rules.
Okay.
Follow those rules first and then put all the significations on top. Don't put the significations on top and mix them up with the Argala rules.
Okay.
Argala is fundamental.
All right.
That's why we did it before we even got to the Dasha chapter. It's like a fundamental way of how the chart is processing.
And the Argala from the Ascendant is more pressing than the Argala from the Dasha Lord?
It
seems like we're focusing on that more.
Well, I mean, we just haven't gone farther than that yet, because we're trying to make it important here. So we're not doing Argala from the Dasha Lord. We're doing the what Argala is the Dasha Lord giving.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we have 2, 4. We got 2, 11, for because Venus doesn't give Viparita Argala, so it's not the third. So it's 2, 11, 4, and 5. Which house is what is it being in those houses from? It's going to be giving Argala and making prosper. So what is it second from?
The third house from Ketu, Sun, and Mercury.
So that house is going to prosper. Do you have any brothers, siblings, Sarah?
Yes.
Since Venus Mahadasha, how well have they done in life financially?
One is pretty successful. The other one struggles. And then the other, I do have 2 other half brothers, and I'm not too sure about them.
Which are the brothers older, younger? What's the?
The one that struggles is my older, and the one that's younger is more abundant.
All right. So older brother is 11th house, younger brother is 3rd house. And you entered Venus Mahadasha, and the younger brother becomes more abundant. You're a lucky charm for him.
No, it's giving the second house Argala.
To the third house, to the younger brother. So the younger brother became prosperous when she entered Venus Mahadasha.
It's cool.
What?
It's 5th from the 12th.
Huh?
It's 5th from the 12th.
5th from the 12th. Okay, so what's it making? Well, let's go in order. We did the 2nd. Let's do now, what, the 11th?
11th from the 6th.
Uh-huh.
Which it rules.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it helps her get through her day-to-day sort of work routine. It helps give pleasure to her. To her, her daily grind, her routines, her chores, her.
What else is six?
And health. So it protects her health.
Totally protects her health. Helps her get over any health issues. Health issue comes, she gets over it easily. In Venus Mahadasha.
Mm-hmm.
She'd overcome if she had cancer stage. For cancer, when she entered that, she'd overcome it. If Venus Dasha Venus Dasha won't give her stage 4 cancer, but if that previous Dasha had given it to her, and Venus started, she would have gotten over it. That's how powerful that is.
What about the moon in the 8th,
We haven't got there. We're 11th. We're doing the what is it? What's getting 11th house Argala from Venus?
But the moon's 3rd from it.
From what?
From the 6th house.
We're not looking at the 6th. We're looking at what house is Venus giving Argala to. Venus and Venus Dasha, what's it making grow? It made the brother grow.
Right, but...
Who else is it making grow? It's making her health grow. It's making her enemies grow.
But if you're saying that's the 6th house, right?
Uh-huh.
And so if Venus is 11th from it, the moon's 3rd from it.
What do I care about moon right now?
Because isn't that a Baroda? Equal house.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're like, I'm crazy.
No, yeah, so it's giving some Virota there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's giving Argala, but it's not.
It's blocked some, yeah.
Venus is giving Virota to Moon. So.
Yep. Moon is giving Virota to Venus. Moon is blocking Venus from the 6th house. So the 6th house isn't as powerful because of the Moon's placement
in the 8th. From Venus.
It's more from here. From here, this is 11th and this is 3rd. So it's the 3-11.
So maybe what would be blocking would be like having to do with her mother or something, because it's the moon.
Well, the big thing is, it shows, I mean, the statement that I made before is any disease she got, she would cure easily from. But basically, because Moon is giving Virodha, and it's giving Virodha from the 8th house, the issues with 8th house moon are going to block that healing.
Okay.
It's more mental than the mother.
Totally. emotional stuff is, you know, going to totally block the healing that Venus just wants to give.
Hmm.
I still don't see how it's sixth.
Third, it's third. No, it's third from third the sixth from the house. 11?
From
here, it's 11th and third, so 3-11. Argal is 2-12, 3-11, 4-10.
Right.
So let's go next. So, okay. So here it's 2, so from Venus, this is 2-12.
Uh-huh.
From Venus, this is, So let's just do the next one real fast.
Okay.
What do we got? We got 4-10, right?
Yes.
And that's Lugna, so we already did that one. And then we have 5-9.
Fifth house. Fifth from the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's giving Argala to the 12th house.
Yeah.
So again, you know, meditations or retreats in foreign places is being supported.
Great. So let's move on to number 13. Or number 12.
Number 12. I don't have a number 12. Oh yeah, sorry. Jiva of the Dasha. Okay. So it's 12th. The Mahadasha Lord is 12th. Mm-hmm. Second from the Antara Dasha Lord, sorry. No. To the Antara Dasha. So it's 12. And that so then it's the Capricorn. That's
perfect.
The,
good job. So what is her awareness constantly revolving around in this dasha?
Accumulation of wealth.
She's like, oh, my bank account. What's going on? Like her, there's a constant focus on what's up with my bank account. And all the other second house stuff. Good. Number 13.
Okay, so
you're doing a good job, Parul.
Thanks. Are we almost done? okay, so the one that corresponds is Venus, and I guess the Navatara is the Jamna.
No.
I don't know what I'm doing with this. I'm sorry.
Which number? How many dashas?
Yes. This is probably her fourth dasha, I'm guessing. Yeah.
No, not fourth.
Third.
Yep.
Okay. So Vipat.
Yep.
So that is one that 10. That's kind of difficult, right? It's a little bit like obstacles and challenges, and
it's not as easy as it could be.
Right.
There's work in that dasha.
And the work, because it's the planet is moon, would that indicate that the work would have to do around the eighth house then?
What do you mean the planet's the moon?
Oh, well, on the chart, it shows that Vipa...
That's just an example.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. And then division, or is there more there?
Vipat means shows danger to life and business.
Hey.
And her next dasha is Kshema, which means giving rest, well-being, ease, cure, time to get healed. And so her next dasha is Sun, and so Sun is going to be a much more gentle dasha on her, relatively.
Even though it's with Ketu?
Well, psychologically, that's another story. All right, number 14.
Okay. You have to help me, Freedom.
Benefic or malefic?
Benefic.
All right. So with a benefic, let's see. I have. Benefics will give the results.
Exalted. So she should feel the results.
Yeah, but 317, if you look, it says benefics will give the results of their ownership and house placement in the beginning. Third of the dasha. So the results of their ownership and house placement. So that means the fact that it's second, that it's 6th and 11th lord placed in the 4th, the results of that are going to come in the... That's going to be the first result that Venus is going to bring. The results of strength throughout the various divisions will be felt in the middle. So the exaltation comes in the middle of the Mahadasha. And the aspects in the last part of the dasha. So the last part of the dasha, career becomes a big focus.
Right, because she's feeling the Saturn more.
So you got the difference there. Yeah.
Is that aspect both ways? What it's aspect
for this, yes.
Well? Okay.
For this, yes. All right, number 15, Char Karakas.
Okay. I don't know what her Karaka is, what Venus is, because there's not the numbers on there.
Let's see. Venus is Atma Karaka.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, I guess it's going to be, you know, definitely, like, be really good for her sense of self, I guess, and expansion and well-being. And it should be a really, really good time, a really good dasha for her to, yeah, maybe feel more beautiful, feel more like, I don't know. Here it's talking about
dasha. The Atmakarika is the opposite. It calls stresses in what the Atma wants. So Venus Atmakarika means that in her heart she's a lover. She's a deep romantic who loves beauty and art and love. And what does she get in this dasha because it's Atmakarika? All kinds of struggle in that realm. So there's a soul struggle in the realm of relationship. You know, there's love, and love is not like this that the Venus Atmakarkas are romantics, and that guy just is not being romantic. It's like, come on, you know, like, and so there's this like, it's.
I don't mean to put this on Sarah, but because it's in the fourth house and exalted, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is it even more so?
What does the exaltation do?
It probably makes suffering felt even more intensely, probably.
What's it doing, though, an exaltation?
It's overcoming, the mind gets overcome with the desires, like obsession, maybe?
No, not exaltation.
No?
It makes it idealistic. So there's these big ideals there.
Yeah. Does Munir, is that just Mahadasha or can Antar
Dasha? Well, we've got to look. I mean, the different Antar Dashas are going to be different lords and everything of that nature.
The,
yeah.
The AK situation. Like, is it really difficult if you're going through the Antar Dasha of your AK?
Nah, it's Mahadasha for me. Yeah. Now,
where's
Venus is Atmakarika. What is the Marnakarkastana house from Venus?
Six.
The six or the seventh?
From
the
Venus?
Six?
Venus is Marnakarka in the seventh?
No, sorry, six.
Okay.
Six
from Venus is the... So six house is Venus's Marnakarkastana. So now we're going to take, because the Atmakarika is Venus, we're going to look at the six from the Atmakarika. And we're going to look at the Charakarikas in the six from there.
Okay, Rahu, Mars, and
so
Jupiter.
Rahu is the Bratrakarika, Mars is the Jnatikarika, and Jupiter is the Pitrakarika.
So her... Father, her brother, and her friends.
It's Putra Karaka. Say again, brother.
Father and friends.
Father, it's Putra. Yes. So I made a mistake. It's Putra. Putra, so it's kids.
Kids, okay.
So we got brother, kids, and what was the other one? And community.
Her society. Her
social group.
Yeah.
So those are charakarkas that are going to cause suffering during this dasha. Those are areas that she's going to get some soul suffering through.
Because there's six houses from Venus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or what's your Atma Karaka?
Saturn.
So Saturn's more in a Karaka in the first. So anything conjunct your Saturn Atma Karaka is causing you suffering. It's on a soul level.
Anything conjunct my...
Your Saturn, because Saturn is the first house.
Oh, I have Mars conjunct Saturn.
So the Charakarka of Mars creates soul suffering in the Atma Karaka dasha. All right. Okay. So that was a little extra that's not here in the book. All right. So divisional chart placement, which we'll be doing a little bit later, and I didn't bring that in. And so what's the gochara? What's important about the gochara?
When certain things will get activated, the transits basically. When they'll get activated during the dasha,
mm-hmm.
and the antaradasha, I suppose.
Okay. So what's the important gocharas for us to look at in
the outer
Sarah's
planets?
Chart? The outer planets and
the nodes.
Moon,
Jupiter, Saturn, and the nodes.
Sun, Moon, Jupiter, nope.
The most important planets to be aware of are the Sun, Moon, Jupiter, and Saturn.
So we got Saturn, we got Jupiter, but the Moon, with the Sun, yeah, you guys don't know how to use the Sun yet, though.
And the Dasha Lord, I guess.
And the Dasha Lord, that's right. And the Dasha Lord, that's what I want you to focus on. So let's look at Jupiter, let's look at Saturn, let's look at Rahu, and let's look at the Dasha Lord.
Okay.
Where's Saturn right now in her chart?
Saturn is in the 12th.
In the 12th. Is he causing that much problems in the 12th?
Probably not, no, because it's a malefic in a Dustana house.
Yeah, so we're no big problems, but where is he about to enter?
Into the Lagna.
Into the Lagna. What does Saturn do in the Lagna?
Can cause depression.
No, not depression. That's Moon. That's Saturn on Moon. Lagna's your body.
It could cause disease?
What kind of disease?
Vata-oriented.
It causes vata imbalance. So for us, we don't have to give it disease. It's vata imbalance.
Okay.
What's vata imbalance look like?
Forgetfulness and nervous kind of things, and inability to focus or poor digestion.
Poor digestion, blackness. Hard time focusing. What else? What does poor digestion with vata imbalance end up doing?
Causing
constipation. So, you know, I remember once I looked at a woman's chart, Saturn was transiting there. I said, yeah, right around June, you started feeling like your digestion just started not working as much, and your stomach's a little more gassy, and there's some joint pain. And she's like, oh my gosh, you're incredible. It's like, not really, you know, it's just vata. Just the simple signs of vata are going to be aggravated. And so, as for us, remedies are simple Ayurvedic remedies for how do we deal with vata. Sesame oil massages and some sesame oil enemas here and there, and make sure you get to bed on time and eat moist food, and okay, all that simple stuff. Where's Rahu?
Rahu is in the 9th, transiting the 9th, conjunct her natal Rahu, Jupiter, and Mars right now, looks
mm-hmm.
like.
And August 17th, it moves where?
It's going to move to her 8th house.
Yep.
Cancer. And her moon is going to conjunct her moon.
It'll be eventually conjunct her moon. And what's that going to do?
It might make her really confused for a while. It might eclipse her emotions, I suppose, or her mental clarity. Or she might feel a little bit lost as to, you know, how to change things in her life for the better. Eighth house change, transformation.
One little word. Anxiety.
Anxiety. Okay.
Rahu transit in the moon gives anxiety. So there's anxiousness that's going to be increasing as that Rahu transits over the moon. Now, how bad is it going to be? What dasha is she? What dasha is she running?
She's running Venus Mercury dasha.
Is Venus Mercury going to be increasing the anxiety?
Well, probably yeah, because they're rajasic.
They're rajasic, but they're not anxious planets in that way. Now, if she, because anxiety is vata. Now, if that Rahu was transiting over her moon with Saturn transiting over her lagna while she was in Venus Saturn, what would be the result?
With Saturn in the lagna and Rahu
Saturn in the lagna increasing vata, Rahu going over the moon and making anxiousness and vata in the mind.
She could probably have like a nervous disorder or
totally.
Like
that would be a time of total nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
You know, vata's hitting the lagna, vata's hitting the moon, and it's a Venus Saturn dasha that, you know, there's this stuck, blocked energy. It'd be horrible. But the bad transits are happening when she's in not a bad dasha. The good dasha, the shubha nature of the planets, their benefics, they're helping to protect, to make those transits not as bad.
Okay.
You got the difference going on there.
Yes.
And it's super important. We can't look at the transits without looking at the dashas, and we don't want to look at just the dashas without looking at the transits. So we got Saturn, we got Rahu. What's Jupiter doing?
Jupiter's transiting the 10th.
Yep. So what's it making grow?
Well, it's making her desire, at least, or at least maybe her visioning for what her career, she wants her career to be, to come in focus. Yeah, maybe she might have some luck Jupiter in her career, because Jupiter, the benefic.
It makes that, whatever house it goes to, it makes that house grow. So it's going to make her career grow. So the health is not going to be good, but the career is going to be growing. And how much is it going to grow? Is the dasha supporting that growth?
Because it's seventh house aspect to the Dasha Lord.
All right. Now, if Jupiter was transiting the 10th house while she was in Venus Saturn dasha, would that have helped career grow?
Yes.
Not really. Saturn is not our friend at that, you know, Saturn's making her work. It might make her work harder.
Wouldn't it make her career grow? Because it's like, if she's in Saturn, Venus, Jupiter is like conjunct the Antara Dasha Lord, and so it would like help.
Yeah, but like the thing is, if we only had Saturn with nothing good in the fourth, maybe then she could be a nice, good, hardworking farmer. But she's got this Venus that says, I want to have a good life and I want to have a comfortable job. And so Jupiter would be expanding, but Saturn would be like, yeah, let's expand how much hard work you're doing. But now she's running this Venus Mercury. And Mercury is the lord of that 10th house. So it's much more beneficial to expand the career.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yes, because Mercury is its lord, okay.
So do you see how we're integrating the transit and the dasha? And that's why the dasha is brought up in this section. Because they're not seen separately, they're seen together.
Okay.
I see Dan getting there, his brain's like, his brains are squeezing out his ears right now. So he's like, right. Whoa! All right. And then dasha lord.
I'm sorry, can I just ask?
Yeah, hold on. Ritha Vidya has a question.
So you said if Jupiter were conjunct her Mercury? Is that what you're saying?
Well, she's in Venus-Mercury right now.
But it's a okay. But I thought that was the theoretical thing we were talking about. It would increase the hard work?
If it was going through the 10th house in Venus-Saturn dasha.
Oh, I see.
And Venus-Saturn dasha is saying all this hard work and barely making any money.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And so Jupiter going through the 10th house, while the dasha says, all this hard work, barely any money, he expands, all this hard work, barely any money.
Right.
But right now, it's the lord of the 10th getting activated with Venus, saying, I'm going to like make a more creative career. I'm going to have more creative means of making money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that's what's going on. And then Jupiter goes through the 10th house saying, I'm expanding what's happening in this realm.
Yeah, I see.
So he's complementing the dasha.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where when we looked at the health issues, Saturn transiting Lagna, Rahu transiting Moon, that's bad. That's anxiety and Vata disorders. Like, oh my goodness. Now, if that happened in Venus-Saturn, Saturn would be amping that up. He'd say, all right, disorders, Vata's out of balance. I'm successful here, you know? Like, not happy for her, but, you know, that Saturn Antardasha would be supporting the Vata increasing transits.
Right.
But because she's in a Mercury Antardasha, those Vayu transits are not being supported. So it doesn't become as out of hand.
Right.
All right. So because she's running Venus Mahadasha, the transit of Venus makes a big difference. And where's Venus right now?
In the 7th house.
Oh my goodness. Do you think she met somebody recently that she's got a crush for, or some little
rekindled love?
Possibly.
What's going on there, Sarah, huh?
I'm one part of a very slow moving, somewhat kind of relationship.
And what's the last, how many days has it been there? It's what's the degree of Venus right now?
It's gonna go, it just went into Gemini.
It just went there. Oh, so
yeah.
So how many, like what? Like
A month or two? 2 months? A month?
No,
and
no,
6 weeks,
maybe?
Nine degrees?
9 degrees? It's been like, it's two weeks, maybe.
But it'll be like about a couple of months, no, in that sign at least.
No. It moves faster than the sun.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So a little over a week. How's your relationship shifted in the last week and a half?
It's been very revealing. How has it shifted? Well, my expectations have been what I thought was not. What things that I thought weren't are.
Vagueness.
But then it seems okay again. Then it seems like everything's on the right track, and then it kind of goes back to that.
Is that because Venus is in Gemini, freedom, like that sort of pattern? Because that sounds like a very Gemini sort of pattern.
We'll just leave it at there's lots going on in the relationship realm right now, okay?
Because he's 22.
Oh my.
And a Rahu Libra.
Oh yeah, and just be open, because there's lots of love looking at you right now with Venus transiting that 7th house.
Huh.
Okay, all right. So we did go Chara. Ashtaka Varga just shows us how strong that is, and Dasha Sundi we're not going to go into. Yay, we did it.
Freedom because Dasha Sandhi, because Venus is her Atma Karaka. It might be in Sandhi depending on what degrees it is.
Dasha Sandhi means that if in basically in summer of 2021 is going to be difficult because she's transiting from Venus Mahadasha into Sun Mahadasha. So that's Dasha Sandhi.
Okay,
gotcha. So we're not worried about that right now.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, guys. I hope I did okay. Thank you.
I think everybody learned a lot about interpreting Dasha today, right?
Good job, girl.
Do you want us to learn
It's 8:30 almost. So we have. so we're not going to go into that right now. But it's there and it could be used. It deepens. Let's see. So Ian.
Yes.
What's on schedule? What's next week? And I have no clue where I wrote down what our schedule was, so I'm relying on you for that now.
Okay. We should be doing Vargas next week.
All right. And how many weeks do we have for Vargas?
2 weeks.
2 weeks only. All right. So let's see here. So that you guys, so we will break down the different types of Vargas, Varga arrangements, we'll do Navamsha. So we will definitely get to page 340 next week. And we will see if we can get to 345. I don't know if we will, but we'll definitely do to 340. So read to 345, study to 340 very intensely. We only have 2 weeks that we're focused on this. The more you study, the more you're going to get out of the class, the better an astrologer you're going to be. It's an important chapter. Which chapter is not important, huh? But really study that the Varga chapter to 340. Do your best. Read it more than once so that you're comfortable with the information. Listen to at least one of the recordings. That way when we come in here, we can really, because if you do the homework, then we can be applying it and using it instead of kind of just covering what's already written and already talked about. And you see right now what we just did with Perul and going through Ravi's writing, you know, by them applying it and me correcting how they were applying it, how much you learned. And so you want to come in here already having a general understanding and I'm just correcting it. So read to 340, get that chapter in there, get it clear. Study your Navamsha, study one or two of your friends' Navamshas. AstroDataBank.com has all kinds of famous people in it. So you can go on there and only use charts that have an A or B rating. No C or D ratings, okay? So pull off one or two famous people, look at their Navamshas. You know, Jimi Hendrix having sun in the Navamsha trines, like, it's like, of course, you know. So let's look at one or two famous people, look at one or two of your friends, really study the chapter and apply it. That way when we come in here next Thursday, it's like I'm answering your questions and giving you clarity on that Navamsha. All right.
Minister Freedom.
Yes.
I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
You just told previous week that I have to do a Mrityu Maha Mantra Hovan.
Okay.
I want to ask how many days do I need to do that? Is it
Mrityunjaya Hovan? You only did I say it weekly? Normally mantra you do weekly, Hovan you do one time a year. Yes.
And how many
times?
What did I recommend the Hovan for?
For my sickness.
Rahu Antardasha.
Oh, that was the dasha. That was what Parashara had given, right?
Yes.
So the for Mrityunjaya, no one. You do one mala in the morning, one mala at night. When Parashara says,
"Huh?" The home of Arjuna.
Did he didn't say Homa? Did he? He just said Mrityunjaya.
No, he said home.
Let's see.
Say again.
Homa with sesame seed.
Ah, homa with sesame seed. You do it either at the beginning of the dasha or on your birthday.
On my birthday. Okay. Yes.
And it's nice if you can do it in the beginning of the dasha. That way the whole dasha is good.
Now it's getting in the end.
All right. Okay, everybody.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Namaskar.
Namaskar. Mm-hmm.